an important resource for a growing population. Changes for local senior centers today in the Upper Cumberland. The Upper Cumberland is leading an effort to rebrand its senior centers to encourage more residents to get involved. That means taking a fresh look of what it means to be a senior center. Holly Williams is director of the Area Agency on Aging and Disability. Emily Sells is the UCDD Senior Center Services Director. Around the community, gearing up for an Upper Cumberland tradition, the 46th annual Polk Salad Festival arrives Thursday. Organizer Casey Jackson. 3 days of family fun. Admission is free. The Jackson County Fairgrounds, the place. The 46th annual Polk Salad Festival. Holly Williams, Emily Sells, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
How important is the senior center to the local community in 2024?
So the senior centers in our area play a vital role in, I think, the longevity of the life of the seniors in our community. It's a place to come to socialize, but it's also a place to get access to resources available that they are not familiar with. They have access to congregate meals, exercise, and evidence-based programs to just help improve their life. So
there's a misconception, I think, sometimes, Holly, that we used to talk about this when we would talk about food baskets at the holidays,
right?
that the belief is that everybody has grandchildren and that everybody has family that comes around, or they have friends that, you know, that you're going out and doing things with that you didn't have time to when you were working so hard. Mm-hmm. That is a misconception, though, isn't it?
You're exactly right, Larry. Yes. And that's one of the reasons why the senior centers are so important, because it does give that older adult population a place to go and to connect with others who maybe they have moved here to the Upper Cumberland region and they're, you know, they do not have family hereby, close by. Maybe they have lived here for all of their life, but their family has moved outside of here. And so it does keep that connection with others in the community and in the region.
And that connection, Emily, what do you point to? Why is that it's so important? Why is it so important to keep that social network going even as you age?
Loneliness is truly a disease, and it really affects the brains of everyone. And so the more active, the more socialized that our seniors can be, the better quality of life they're going to have. And it's just really important for them to have those additional resources for the ones that are here alone or, you know, just don't have access to help. And so it's important for them to stay socialized and get active with their centers.
In fact, in some ways, might it be even more important for that age group, because it can really spiral pretty quickly, can it?
Yes, that's true.
Holly, the work that's going on right now to take a look at senior centers across the Upper Cumberland. First of all, kind of where did this process start? I know you're always looking to make sure you're doing the right things, but
sure.
Where did this kind of current evaluation start?
Okay. Well, I will say that I've been at the development district now for 23 years, and sporadically there's been mention over that period of time about rebranding senior centers in an effort to move away from the term senior. At this point, the reason that we decided we wanted to go ahead and move forward in this direction at this time was because of federal funding that we have through the American Rescue Plan Act that will be expiring in the near future. And so we know that centers would incur expenses related to this rebranding, and we want to be able to provide them that financial support with new signage and other marketing materials that would be needed. The senior centers operate on a very limited budget, so we wanted to take this opportunity with these funds to support them in that way. That really was why we're wanting to do this at this point in time and do this fairly quickly, because we do have to spend those funds by the end of September. So we have started the process of identifying what are some good other names that could be considered. And, you know, we've looked at other names that have been adopted throughout the country. In some other states, there's been centers that have done the rebranding in years past. And so we came up with a limited list of options for the center directors, for their governing bodies, for the general public to be able to vote on. And so we're very excited that we are to the point today that we have it narrowed down to two options. And we're through the rest of this week, we will be conducting the surveys for the general public. And then at that point, we're going to, you know, go ahead and move forward with the centers that are ready to move forward with the rebranding. We have gone ahead and shared with them the results that we had received about 2 weeks ago from the center directors and their governing bodies. And that new terminology, it would be the city or the county that they represent, and then activity center as the name. And then the centers would have the opportunity to come up with their own tagline. So we had some suggestions that we received were life starts at 60 or life starts at 50, because some of the centers serve those under the age of 60. Some other recommendations were food, fun, and fitness, you know, just something that kind of gives an idea as to what occurs at that activity center. And that was the most common voted on survey response as of about a week and a half ago. After this week's up, then we'll be able to tally the results from the general public as well. But we have some centers that want to go ahead and rebrand with this activity center and the tagline and are moving forward in that direction.
You know, it's interesting because on one hand you say, well, you know, we're all going to reach that plateau, but then it is kind of a universal thing that, you know, I'll admit that recently I got rang up for a senior haircut and I wasn't thrilled, you know, with that. I'm not a senior. And so there is that kind of negative connotation.
There is. And that's, yeah, one of the main reasons that we want to help rejuvenate the senior centers. After COVID, they've had a slow rebound, let me say. They've had a slow rebound. Not all centers, but as a whole, in general, the centers have had a slow rebound. And so we thought also the timing of us doing this right now would maybe help with that, help generate new people coming through the threshold of that center's door. We want, after they go through this rebranding process, get new signage and all, we really are going to assist them in doing a grand reopening and make a big deal out of it and try to generate new support and interest from people in the community that otherwise have not been interested in coming through that door. The term senior, as you referenced, Larry, many people are not fond of that. And so that is, you know, that is a primary reason. And also what comes with the rebranding and grand reopening and that visibility, local support, maybe local residents in the area that might want to make a donation to the center. There might be other organizations, local businesses that might want to make a donation. So it's just bringing a different light to the centers.
We'll continue our conversation with Holly Williams and Emily Sells. They work with senior centers, or what did we call it again? The activity center. The activity center. We'll get used to that. We'll continue our conversation. Our conversation continues with Holly Williams and Emily Sells. Holly is director of the Area Agency on Aging and Disability. Emily Sells is the UCDD Senior Center Services Coordinator. Why do we think that that senior centers have been slow to rebound in some areas after COVID? Do you have any theories?
I went to move that. So, you know, just I think coming back into the group environment with others has been something that, I'm sorry, coming back into that large group environment with others has caused a level of uncertainty still. And, you know, some individuals are more comfortable coming back into those group environments, being in smaller groups, participating in activities, maybe exercise classes, things of that nature, but especially with the meals, the congregate nutrition meals that are offered at the senior centers, eating in that group environment, again, was something that took a little while for them to feel comfortable doing. And some just got comfortable not going back to the senior center. And so there, you know, there's a population of them out there that used to go but just got comfortable staying at home during the pandemic. And maybe this will help bring light to new things that are going on at the center. It's a new day maybe at the centers, and this might encourage them to come back out again.
Which to me is as much a part of the rebranding as changing the name, because Emily, maybe the misconception is that you go to the senior center and you have a meal and you play bingo, but you're serving the seniors of today who are unlike any senior population that our nation's ever had.
That's exactly right. We have a lot of active seniors now in our area. And I think before, the perception of senior centers was bingo and a lunch. And now it's so much more. They have exercise classes. There's a large variety of exercise classes that are available. A lot of our sites are doing Tai Chi. There's a new program called Drums Alive that several of our sites are doing, and that has drawn in a large crowd of people. Our seniors today are very interested in living a more active life and not just sitting around playing bingo.
So, does that open the opportunity for even more different ways that the senior centers mm-hmm. can serve the community? I mean, different kinds of programs that maybe you'd never thought of before.
Right, for absolutely. Sure. Yes, it certainly does. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're also, I guess, dealing with a group that is more technologically mm-hmm. savvy. Does that play into it?
It does, and they're looking for opportunities to participate in programs that are technology-focused. We have really been working with a lot of the centers to provide classes on online grocery shopping, for example, just exposing them to opportunities. And that was another thing that during the pandemic became a very popular way of life, was online grocery shopping and just other types of online activities. And for those who were not as comfortable with the technology, that put them at a disadvantage. And so offering those technology classes has been something that we've used as an incentive for the centers over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, just it seems like with, for example, having Tennessee Tech here, that you could do seminars that mm-hmm. not just the Monterey Center could benefit from, but you could, through Zoom, get seniors mm-hmm. at all the centers to hear
sure.
from a professor of anthropology or whatever the case might be.
Right. As a matter of fact, we participated in a Zoom meeting ourselves last week with a company that offers those types of programs and are looking at considering going into a contract with them to allow this to be a service for our senior centers as we move forward, activity centers. It'll take a while to get used to that.
It takes a minute. At the core of it, Emily, as you think about it in your role, at the core, what kind of guides you in terms of the things that you need to be looking at that are provided at the centers? Is it engagement? Is it interaction? What kind of guides you?
I definitely love to see the interaction. I love the social aspect of it because I think that is very important. But once they come in to the centers to engage in socialization, they realize that there's so many more things going on. So socialization really is just opening the door for them to find out all the great things that are available at the senior center.
She is Emily Sells. Holly Williams is here. We're talking about the important work of senior centers across the Upper Cumberland. Let's talk about the finances of how we pay for senior centers, or soon to be called activity centers. Holly Williams, Emily Sells are with us. Holly is the director of the Area Agency on Aging and Disability. Emily, is the Senior Center Services Coordinator for UCDD. Holly, where does the money come from to operate the senior centers? And we should mention, we haven't, that every county in the Upper Cumberland has at least one senior center. Some, for example, Putnam County, have senior centers that serve the individual municipalities.
That is correct, yes. We have a total of 19 senior centers in the Upper Cumberland region. The core funding that our agency provides to those senior centers comes through the federal government, and it's the Older Americans Act funding. The Older Americans Act went into effect in 1965, and actually next year will be the 60th anniversary for the Older Americans Act. Each May, and this is appropriate as we're moving into the month of May, each May is actually the month that Older Americans Act is recognized across the country to bring awareness to all the different services that are funded through that act, which senior centers is one of. So there are funds that are allocated in those Older Americans Act federal dollars that allow us to support senior centers. So we designate a certain amount of those Older Americans Act funds to each of the senior centers in our region. That is just a small portion of what it takes to run a senior center. The senior centers rely on funds from a multitude of sources. Some receive funding through their county government, through their city government, local donations, or just local support. Some write grants to other entities to provide funds for specific activities that they provide.
Anything else that I'm not thinking of? A lot of them depend on fundraising.
Yes.
Fundraising is a big thing for our senior centers.
Mm-hmm.
How about the food part of that? Is that through a separate fund, or is that also through the Older Americans Act?
It is also through the Older Americans Act. The Older Americans Act has different titles. There's Title 3B and Title 3C. And so the Title 3B funds are designated for senior center operations. The Title 3C funds are for the congregate nutrition program that offers a lunch at the senior center or a breakfast. We actually have a senior center now that is providing a breakfast meal. And then those are also the same funds that allow us to provide home-delivered meals. And some of our centers also prepare those meals to be delivered to the homes of those individuals who cannot come to the senior center.
I don't want to speak for you, but it seems as though that it probably gets pretty tight money-wise sometimes.
Yes, it certainly does, yes. So we do have, because of that, we do have waiting lists for some of our services, such as the home delivered meal program, because there's just not enough federal or state dollars to support the need, especially with the growing population that we have.
Leading me right into the next part, which is, we know the numbers are that the senior population is set to explode, mm-hmm. as so many more of that baby boom generation retire.
Right.
Are we ready to deal with that in the world that you call home every day?
Well, I think in some regards we are more ready than in other ways. With this rebranding of the centers, this is a way that I feel like we're preparing for that growth that they're going to experience, and trying to identify what kinds of activities the younger, older adult population is going to be looking for. So this is kind of, for us, this is a big step for us to be taking to help them in that regard. As we're doing this survey, we're also not only asking about what their opinions are for the new names, but do they currently attend the center? What is their current age? If they do not attend the center, share with us why. And there's a multitude of opportunities for them to express. And that feedback's going to allow us to share that with those centers so they can be thinking about how they can incorporate new programs, services, ways to market themselves to attract that population.
In some cases, Emily, can it just be maybe that the seniors don't know about all the opportunities that are there?
Unfortunately, we hear that a lot in our region, and that's one of the reasons why we want to do such a big
push?
Yes, for the rebranding, to just kind of get the word out that these centers are available for all of our aging population, and they have some really great things going on.
Do you expect that you might get some feedback, Holly, that might challenge some of the ways that things have been done for a long period of time? For example, I may not have no knowledge of this, but you know that maybe there should be more programs at night, for example, which mm-hmm. which is not something we generally think of.
Yes, you're exactly right. There are opportunities, and I think there will be more opportunities as we move forward for centers to look at the hours of operation. Some have already tried some alternative schedules. And one way in particular that I love is just with the Fair Park Senior Center offering the breakfast. That's out of the norm. Experimenting with different things such as that, experimenting with extended operational hours into the evening time, maybe early evening, for those who are still working, yet want somewhere like a center, activity center, to go to after they get off of work. Maybe even on Saturdays, being an open for a limited time on Saturdays. So we do, you know, we keep that on our mind that those might be things that they need to consider doing based upon the population within their geographic area.
So there's a real openness then.
Yes.
To listening and hearing and
certainly.
And see what's
yes.
there. Holly Williams, our guest. She is the director of the Area Agency on Aging and Disability. Emily Sells, the UCDD Senior Center Services Coordinator, as we continue. We've mentioned the fact that there are senior centers, activity centers, that are available throughout the Upper Cumberland in every single county that we serve. Holly, what is the role of UCDD and the Area Agency on the leadership or that, or do the individual centers have their own boards of directors? How does that work?
Sure. So some of our centers are under the county government. So the contracts that we have would be with that particular county. Some of the centers are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and so our contract is with that board. So it just depends on that particular structure. It's about 50-50 in the Upper Cumberland as to how many are under the county versus how many are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So we provide that contract, excuse me, we provide that contract to that governing body, whichever it is, and then we throughout each given year, we will provide technical assistance. That's what Emily spends a significant, the majority of her time doing, is providing that technical assistance and support to those center directors, be it senior center activities, be it the congregate meal program, et cetera. Evidence-based programs are another area of focus. So throughout the year, there's a lot of support provided to those directors from our office. That's really what we're there to do, is to help them be as successful as possible. Other than that, once a year we do a monitoring, go through a monitoring process just to make sure that they meet the state's requirements to still continue as a designated senior center so that we can continue funding to those centers.
So the centers, they have a measure of control, and I guess, you know, you hope that they buy in on this rebranding.
Sure.
But, you know, at the end of the day, they're doing what's right for their community.
That's exactly right. At the end of the day, it is up to their local board, be it under the county, be it their nonprofit board, as to whether or not they make the decision to do the rebranding. You know, we've provided them with reasons why we see that this could be beneficial based on what other centers in the country have experienced. But we're, you know, at the end of the day, we're just here to support them. And if that's a direction they do not feel comfortable moving in, then we respect that. And, you know, we'll continue to support them regardless.
Emily, what do you want someone who's listening today to walk away from our conversation with in terms of why senior centers / activity centers, why they are important to our overall community?
So our activity centers, I really want people to walk away with the fact that our activity centers play such a vital role in the lives of not only our older adult population, but also the families that are helping to care for them. It allows the families to have that time that they need to work or to do errands or, you know, whatever's going on with their life. And they know that their family members are at the senior center enjoying themselves, but also being cared for and doing activities that's going to benefit their health.
How about you, Holly?
I think, you know, reflecting back on what we discussed about the growing population, there's going to continue to be more of a need for opportunities for the older adult population. And it's not only related to just the senior centers or activity centers. It's also recognizing that there's going to need to be more opportunities for support in the home as well. And so what we can do to help those individuals, those older adults, remain independent, be it in the home, be it going to the center, anything that we can do to continue with the socialization opportunities via technology, via transportation, providing public transportation for them to get to the center, to participate in all the activities there. We're going to have to look at it in a holistic way as to how we can best meet those needs and support those local governments, those local boards as well. And each area is going to be unique. You know, the Upper Cumberland is unique for the state of Tennessee. Each county is unique within the Upper Cumberland. And what may work in one county might not necessarily work in another county. So it's, you know, that's why the center directors are so important in knowing what it is that really makes it work at that local level. And we have some phenomenal center directors that are very creative, and they know what their people expect and would enjoy. And so they take that information and they figure out how they can offer those activities that will really benefit them, be it health activities, be it maybe taking day trips. You know, the health screenings are another part of what centers are doing more and more of. And so I think a lot of the focus going forward will be on health-related activities as well.
Holly Williams is director of the Area Agency on Aging and Disability. Emily Sells, the UCDD Senior Center Services Coordinator. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you.